Greetings, I'm Stephanie Briggs, the creator of Heart Blossom, where I offer soul guidance and inspiration to a global community of healers, artists, and heart-centered visionaries. Welcome, and this is your moon message for the lunar eclipse in Capricorn, July 4th and 5th, 2020. The final eclipse in this summer 2020 eclipse season. I'm breathing a little bit of a sigh of relief. We are going to have a couple months coming up of a little bit less astrological activity before it ramps up again in the fall. Today's eclipse is building on the lunar eclipse in Sagittarius that we had about a month ago. And so we're moving from the paradigm shift into a systemic and structural shift. So we're moving from the fire to the earth. And so we're taking any ideas, visions into form, into existence on the earth level. And that happens through step-by-step action. Now, especially given all of the retrogrades that are still going on, especially Mercury, this is really a time to also look at how do we want to remake, restructure, change everything that's currently in place. How does that need to evolve? In addition to this being an eclipse, we also have another pattern that is highlighting that this is an especially pivotal time. So this is a cardinal grand cross, which means that there are four points that are arrayed, so two oppositions happening, like so. And so this is a tension pattern that is here to catalyze profound change. And the phrase that comes to mind when I look at this is, the personal is political. And so this is an individual and collective healing point that we are in. And this is a time for ultimately breaking with antiquated, outdated traditions and structures and creating space for the initiation of a new era, of a new way of life. So in this grand cross, we have the moon in Capricorn, and that's opposite the sun in Cancer. So that's, of course, our typical full moon pattern with the moon opposite the sun. And since this is eclipse season, we have a lunar eclipse, which is always a full moon eclipse. Now, the sun is also in a conjunction with Vesta, which if you've been following me for a while, you might recognize that I talk about Vesta a bit. And I do have a personal connection with this energy that's really all about holding space and sacred space and really turning within. And connecting with our individual guidance and authority and sort of that light within. Vesta is the keeper of the sacred flame. And so with this pattern here, we have the moon in Capricorn, which isn't really that comfortable there. And so the sun and Vesta in Cancer are shining the way. So with this pattern, this is really indicating a time to turn inward and turn to your own inner authority and guidance and support for what you're navigating in your life. This is really a good time to tend to your home, to tend to your own personal sacred space, and also to all those who are most important to you, those who are in your inner circle. And you know, you can really create sacred space wherever you are. Like, I'm coming to you here from my home office, and I have an altar here, and I have all these different images on the wall, and these all have stories and personal meaning to me. So it really makes this a place that I want to be, and helps me connect with what's important to me and support and inspiration. And you know, during this time, we're also just really invited to draw on the power of compassion for ourselves and for others. You know, we're all going through a really wild time, and there's a lot going on and a lot to process and be with. And so I just want to remind you to be gentle with yourself and compassionate. And really, ultimately, that's part of the process, the larger healing process that we're in, because we are evolving from sort of the culture of violence and deprivation. The medicine for that is compassion, gentleness, belonging. And that's really what's going to move us through this time. So on the other aspect of this grand cross, we have Chiron and Mars and Aries, Chiron being all about healing and recognizing, remembering, restoring our wholeness, and Mars, this energy sort of a pure force of will that wants to get into action. And this is opposed by Juno, an asteroid that has to do with devotion and partnership. And this is in Libra, you know, so this is all about highlighting attachment and existential wounds that we have and the violence that has created them, the individual and systemic violence. And, you know, this is especially bringing up issues of home and belonging. With Mars, we could be experiencing a lot of triggers of rage, of just impulsive reactions, as well as more energy and drive for change and healing and really asserting ourselves more than perhaps we have. I know with the last few months when Mars has been in Pisces, it's been a little more ungrounded perhaps, and now it feels like there's energy to really put out into the world a little bit more. And just remembering through this our commitment to justice and our ideals of how we want to be in relationship with one another. Of course, we're still in Mercury retrograde time, so, you know, this is happening in Cancer. So again, there's this nostalgic feeling we might have. And really, this is a time to review like where we've come from, reviewing the past to see more about how we got to where we are now. And again, this is always individual and collective. So individually, you know, we may be looking at things in our family history, in our ancestral lineage, or just our own personal history, looking to our family issues. And then, of course, in the collective, we're looking at issues of belonging here in our society. And where do we fit in? And do we have a culture that has space for people to belong and be safe and be cared for and nurtured? We also have Pluto and Jupiter in a conjunction, both retrograde and towards the end of Capricorn. And this is just further highlighting this period of magnification of all our collective shadow, and especially in governmental institutions and, you know, the structures of society, and just seeing everything that's been so corrupt and really that is ripe for change and evolution. Of course, Saturn is retrograde and has actually moved back into Capricorn, and that will be continuing through the rest of 2020. And so ultimately, there's no escaping the weight of our history or the responsibility that we have to respond to what we see and know about that history. We have also Uranus, this liberation energy, this also, you know, energy of revolution and the chaos that comes with that. This is in a grand trine, a grand earth trine with Orcus, an asteroid that has to do with vows and promises. And then the moon. So this is really highlighting these like earthquakes that we're experiencing in terms of our systems, and especially economically, which is entwined with everything else that I've been speaking about. Specifically, you know, here in the United States, today is Independence Day. And so this is supposed to be a day when we're celebrating our history, and the birth of this nation is one that was purportedly founded on ideals of freedom, liberty, and justice for all. And of course, it's abundantly clear, hopefully to all of us by now, that this has never actually been the case for all. That in fact, this was only limited to a small portion of the people. And in fact, that this land of the free is actually occupying stolen land that belonged to other sovereign nations who are already here. And so we just take a look, you know, I feel like this is really just in line with the Sagittarius South Node that we're experiencing right now, just showing all of the false ideals, the propaganda, the fundamentalism, any like view that we had of the world that actually is toxic, is inaccurate, is limited, is self-centered, you know, and really we're drawn toward the Gemini North Node, which is all about taking in the whole range and spectrum of perspectives, hearing a diverse range of voices, being in dialogue, being in a spirit of exchange with others, and really just living more in relationship and connection with what is emerging from this moment energetically. And so I just want to leave you an invitation to really spend some time with yourself, tuning into your own personal guidance, your own inspiration, your own knowing of what is yours to work on, what you want to evolve, what you're ready to let go of to create space for where you're headed. Connect in with the part of you that's strong, that knows what you want, and making decisions from that place as much as possible, knowing that you are co-creating your journey with spirit, with the force of life that illuminates each of us and everything that exists here on earth. It's not yours to do all the work by yourself when it comes to your personal life or how you're contributing to the collective, but you do have a lot of power through your decisions and your choices. And so I hope that you are having a nourishing weekend. Just want to send you lots and lots of love for your journey and hope that you and your loved ones are safe and well. Take care.